This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli officials say the country's war cabinet has unanimously approved small shipments of fuel for humanitarian needs in the Gaza Strip. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
The officials say they will allow two tanker trucks of diesel fuel each day for the UN to support water and sewage infrastructure in the besieged territory. So far, almost all fuel shipments have been banned into Gaza since the October 7 cross-border attack by Hamas that triggered the war. The Israeli officials say the decision has come in response to a request from the US. A lack of fuel has caused communication systems in Gaza to collapse, forcing aid agencies to halt cross-border deliveries. Israel says the restrictions are needed to prevent Hamas from using fuel for military purposes. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
The federal government is delaying a new rule that could make it easier for millions of workers to unionize after business groups sued. The National Labor Relations Board says the rule, which was scheduled to go in effect next month, will now be effective February 26 to give it time to resolve legal challenges. The rule could potentially require companies like McDonald's or Amazon to bargain with workers, even though those workers are employed by franchisees or independent contractors. The former president of the Spanish Soccer Federation has been ruled unfit to work in the sport in Spain for 3 years after he kissed a player on the lips without her consent at the Women's World Cup final. Luis Rubiales had already been forced to resign from his post after he initially tried to stay in office, despite a global uproar over Rubiales' kissing forward Jenny Hermosa at the trophy ceremony following the August 20th final in Australia. Friday's ruling by the legal panel that oversees sports in Spain comes after World Soccer governing body FIFA had already banned Rubiales for 3 years. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.